This is County Close Up, news from Halliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
When Jack Hutchison learned of the opportunity to lead Halliburton Highlands Health Services as its new CEO, he jumped at the chance to do so. Having grown up in Minden, Hutchison knew firsthand how vital Triple HS is to local residents and seasonal visitors. So this was his chance to give back to the community that helped shape him and his career. That's why his move from Moosonee back to Halliburton County to lead Triple HS means so much to him. Hutchison sat down with Canoe FM recently to talk about his leadership approach and the hospital's priorities going forward.
I grew up in Minden, so did my wife, so we've been back cottaging since 2019. They have been coming every summer as often as we can, and then the opportunity was available, so we came home. You know, it means a lot to come home, so wasn't in the plan to come home, but my mom's still here. I have a lot of family here and friends here, and it just means a lot, especially in this role. You really feel like you're serving the community, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity and for my children to get to grow up here.
Hutchison spent 13 years in Moosonee as head of the Winnebago Health Authority. He takes over from Triple HS's previous CEO, Veronica Nelson, who left her post for a role at Ross Memorial in Lindsay last year. Hutchison says he's excited to build on her leadership and to continue to provide high-quality healthcare focused on patients.
Really, it was the people and the culture. So we do have an incredible team of dedicated, passionate professionals, and we're deeply committed to providing quality healthcare close to home. This organization has been pretty well led, and there's been a lot of momentum over the last couple years in particular, so really building upon that. And there's a lot of excitement. We had new upgrades and capabilities in diagnostic imaging. In the long term, we have our master planning project, and really the fact that it's an integrated health provider, so we have long-term care, community support services, and acute, that's unique right now in the province, and there's a lot of opportunity for growth and building capacity. In bigger centers, it's becoming more common. Where I was, we were the province's only integrated health authority. So that patient-centered approach really speaks to me. I think it should be the model where we're providing all facets of care with the support of community partners and system partners, not just doing it alone, but it really is an opportunity to really build something where the patient's journey is at the heart of everything you do, that you have one door so that when a patient seeks care in your organization, we're there from the minute they're born till the minute they leave.
Hutchison began his new role at Triple HS in March and has spent most of his time listening and learning about the culture and needs of the healthcare facility. His approach will be a light touch, where he builds on the work of others that have made the hospital what it is today and make plans for the future.
Really, it's building on what's already been working. So we have a strong foundation thanks to the leadership who came before me. And my role really is to support our teams, listen and help remove barriers so they can continue to do their best work. I do believe in being visible and collaborative and really grounded in the needs of our staff and community. And any progress we make will be shaped by the people who are already doing the incredible work. And it's personal for me. This is my home. It's where I'm from. This is where my family gets care. And really look forward to building upon that great work that's been done. So there are definitely exciting opportunities ahead, but really right now it's about listening and learning and really developing a strong base to build from. Any future growth, whether it's equipment or services or recruitment, really will be guided by the needs of our community and the expertise of our team. So with my background in capital planning and some system development, I'm really looking forward to supporting thoughtful, sustainable growth that really strengthens care locally.
Hutchison says similar to Moosonee, where the health authority serves six different communities, Triple HS serves four municipalities. One of his priorities is ensuring all residents in Halliburton County have proper access to health care. As for his leadership style, it's about people first and building trust.
It's actually very similar in that it's integrated, and we are serving the four municipalities in Halliburton County. So one thing, too, actually, that I'd like to focus on is really identifying any gaps in access or equity to those most far reaches of our county, mm-hmm. and just ensuring that we're doing our best to be accessible to everybody who lives here and have equitable access to services. I think one thing that does translate from the north really is it shouldn't matter where you live, your access to quality care should be there. So whether that's on site, I believe locally delivered as close to home as possible, obviously is the best model, but that's why we have to ensure that we're continuing to develop strong partnerships with other centers of excellence and really build dedicated pathways of care for people in Halliburton County. Leadership is about people. I think creating an environment where teams feel supported, valued, and empowered really to do their best work. And when you have that, everything else just follows. I believe in being present, listening actively, leading with humility. And from a healthcare perspective, I'm a big believer in the LEADS framework. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's a system framework on really how healthcare leaders can really make positive change for their organizations and for the health system. And really, I don't want to be just the best place to get care. I want to be the best place to work in Haliburton County. So really being transparent, rooted in the community, visible, and supportive.
Hutchison is excited to get involved in the community with his wife, Victoria, and children, Charlie and Maisie. In his spare time, he and his family enjoy getting out into nature, hiking, skiing, snowmobiling, and of course, spending time at the lake with family and friends.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.